Playgrounds usually include swings, slides, and interactive play spaces that encourage activity and imagination in children. But what happens when you take a child in a wheelchair to the playground? Children with physical limitations don't have to be sitting on the sideline of the playground if the equipment is designed with an inclusive model. I spoke with a local business that creates worlds for everyone on the playground. There are 7 principles of universal design that require spaces to be designed so that anyone, regardless of physical limitations, will be able to access and enjoy public spaces. Anne Marie Spencer is the VP of Marketing at Playcore, a local company that creates playground equipment.
If you took those 7 principles of building and you made it about the playground, what would that look like? Dr. Christensen and the Utah State Center for Persons with Disabilities helped us put together this program. And what it outlines is 7 different principles that if you follow them, you'll have an inclusive play space where people of all abilities can play. If you think of 1,000 children, there's going to be 85 that have a disability. And of that 85, one of them is going to be in a wheelchair. So what are you doing for the other 84 children and the different types of disabilities that they face, which is covered in the principles? The other side that we were just amazed to see is how much it's made it easier for parents who maybe have children in strollers that want to get up on the play space, or grandparents who might be caregivers who might not be comfortable climbing on a conventional play space. But when it's fully ramped and easily accessed, you know, they find it very comfortable to get up and see what their grandson is looking at or interact and play with them that way. So it's a really nice philosophy. And again, something that just makes communities, it gives them a tool that is so easy to use, so that if they want to build this kind of inclusive play space and sort of take it beyond, you know, the rules that the ADA has laid out, which is great and it's a wonderful start, but it really doesn't talk about that all-inclusiveness, which is where we wanted to get to with the designs.
Not just engineers and designers coming up with pretty play spaces, you have experts also in childhood development.
We do, yeah. In fact, our staff here at the corporate office, we have a department that's called the Strategic Services Department, and that is our job. Is we go out and we find these experts in any given space, from incorporating nature into play to doing the opposite of that and maybe bringing play to a nature space like a trail, to inclusion, all those types of things we look at, and we go out and find experts in those fields and work with them. And we also have a lot of research on how play is beneficial for brain development and learning and all of these different things that people don't necessarily think about when they go to a park and they see a wonderful, brightly colored play space. You know, they think fun, and it certainly is fun, but for children, play is a lot more than that. It's really kind of how they get those first steps to develop into the adults and people that they're going to become.
In some of the systems, you put in specific learning activities, mm-hmm. maybe related to music or related to mathematics in some way, where the children are playing and they don't realize they're learning.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We have a lot of different things like that. We worked with a group called Touch Math, where if you know any teachers, Touch Math is a very popular method of teaching mathematics to children. And we knew that. And so we went to the Touch Math people and said, you know, we'd love to collaborate with you on a panel so that children can be learning these lessons in their classroom, and then they can take it out and have a sort of a fun, informal learning experience on the playground where they're able to sort of reinforce those things that they've learned in the classroom and sort of, again, make it fun. It's really nice if you can make learning fun for kids. It's the same with music. We've got several different musical instruments that we've made that are, you know, made for the outdoor environment, and they're all based on real traditional instruments. So they're not just crazy made-up fanciful things. They're built on the African ashiko and djembe and all of these different types of instruments. So again, children can learn rhythm, and that's something, again, when you think about inclusion, you know, there's so many different ways to interact with musical instruments. You can play on them. There's no right or wrong way. Kids will play the way it's fun. Some children don't want to interact with the instruments. They'd rather sit and watch other children do it, or some even get up and dance. So there's lots of different ways that you can play with that besides the kind of conventional way that you would think about. So we think about that a lot, too, when we're designing new products, is what are the different ways and how many different experiences can we give a child with this particular type of thing, so that there's something fun for everybody.
The changes in the ADA means inclusion is inclusion at every age and every stage of life.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
When you design a play space, you're going to have children that do not have special needs that need to have as much fun safely playing very near children that do have adaptive needs.
That's right. We call that type of play space an inclusive play space. So we don't think of it as necessarily being accessible. Accessible has to do with getting there. So once they get there, what are the things that we can create to help children feel included? And children of all abilities. So all age levels or all abilities. And, what we don't like is to see maybe a child who might have special needs playing over in this particular area and other children playing in a different area. When we design a play space, we think about how we can get everybody playing together, you know, really sort of understand that children may all be different, but everybody likes to play. I mean, play is kind of the great equalizer. It brings everybody together in a fun way.
A lot of these are also, as you said, accessible for adults of any age or ability.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we did a playground a few years ago at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and they use it in the rehabilitation of wounded warriors. And so you think about that, and it's not just a great rehabilitation tool. It also gives, you know, maybe those wounded parents a way to play with their children and, you know, access the play space. So when you think about inclusion, it's not even necessarily the child that you're thinking about, but the parent who's bringing their children to the play space and ensuring that they can get to all the different areas within the play area as well.
Some of the playgrounds designed for facilities in Chattanooga have been provided by PlayCorps at a reduced cost.
Well, we do have a special program. We call it our Give Where You Live program. And one of the things that's really important to PlayCorps is giving back to the communities where we live, work, and play. And so part of the way we do that is, you're probably familiar with our Days of Caring. Every year we choose a project and we go out and try to make a difference in the community through that. But our Give Where You Live program allows us to give really nice discounts to people within the Chattanooga area that want to do something to add, whether it be a play space or an aquatic space. And we have so many different types of equipment now. We certainly started in and are very rooted in play, but we also offer aquatics and dog parks and spectator seating and climbing walls and loose parts play. And so there's a lot of different things that we can do to create sort of that all-inclusive play space where maybe there's something to do for adults and kids. And kind of our latest thing that we're really expanding, and we've been in it for many years, but really expanding lately, is the outdoor fitness space, because we found that people who, great example is someone like me that works inside all day. I don't want to go to a gym and sit indoors. You know, I'd love to be able to do something outside. And so these outdoor fitness spaces, like there's one at Warner Park, and there's another one at Main Terrain over on Southside, that it's almost like an adult playground. It gives grown-ups somewhere to go and play and be active as well. And we're seeing a lot of those where parks want to put them within sort of the viewing area of the play space. So it gives parents, if they want to engage in some active behavior while they're supervising their kids, it gives them something to do. That's another alternative to just sitting on a bench if that's what they want to do. And we're seeing that really grow in popularity lately.
If you had to choose your most difficult challenge when it came to a child being unable to really go to a regular playground, mm-hmm. What would you say that was?
That is really hard to say because children will amaze you. And, you know, you can look at a child and think one thing, and then you take them to a space. And a great example is a playground that we did for an organization called Give Kids the World. It's for children that have life-threatening illnesses. And we put a playground down there for them so that, you know, they could just go outside and play. And I'll tell you, you just sit back and you watch kids at play, and it absolutely amazes you how the right environment, where everything is aligned, they'll just amaze you with what they can do. And that's what we really focus on, is the abilities of a child. We don't think about it as a disability. We think about it as everybody has a different ability. And so how can we really maximize that and take advantage of their abilities to play?
This interview with Anne-Marie Spencer of PlayCorps is a companion piece to the Accessibility Project with National Public Radio. A national database of public accessible playgrounds is being generated at NPR. The accessible playground at Siskin Children's Institute and Ross's Landing have already been entered into the database. Visit the web at wutc.org and look for the link to the Accessibility Project for more details or to provide information on accessible playgrounds in your area. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.